Welcome to episode 117 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Over the course of this weekend just gone, I took up the invitation to head over to Thruxton Motor Circuit in Hampshire, here in the UK, to photograph some fast-paced truck racing action. Now, many of you know that I am asked to shoot motorsport on occasions, most typically for Goodwood at the Festival of Speed and the Revival event. On this occasion though, I wasn't under commission, so it made a really nice change to have what was effectively a day out solely for personal work, shooting a subject which I'd not tackled before. Of course, the core techniques I used were identical to those used to capture other fast-paced subjects, but that didn't stop me trying something a little different just because I could. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 117. It's just after 8:30 in the evening, and as I record this, it's been a lovely sunny day. It's been blue sky, puffy white clouds. I would say it's been a lovely quiet day, but actually it hasn't, but only for good reasons. I am just heading back from a day spent at Thruxton Motor Circuit, which is in Hampshire here in the UK. The reason I've been at Thruxton is because I've been photographing truck racing, among other things. And I'm just going to talk a little bit about what I've been up to and how I shot these pictures. One thing I will just say from the very start is, just before I headed off, I recorded a very quick sort of 10-minute little video about the equipment that I was using and just talked through some of the gear that I've been using for today. And also, as I record this, I'm also going to be shooting again tomorrow, and it will be the same kit that I use then. Excuse me if I cough a bit. It's been quite dry and dusty, as you might imagine, being out in the sunshine and trackside. But anyway, let's get on with the day that I've just had. So I came to be shooting today just through connections, people that I know. Actually, mainly just one person, a guy I know called Tim Sermon. Now, of course, Tim's going to be listening to this, so hi, Tim. I'm going to be linking to something that Tim does in the show notes. He organises track day sort of photo workshops, and I'll be linking to the page for that. But just through conversation on Twitter or Facebook and what have you, long story cut short, Tim arranged for me to be able to come along on a media pass for the weekend to shoot and record some podcast content. I'm going to be also recording some other stuff as well tomorrow, and I'll be bringing that to you in the fullness of time. Tim is someone that I know through shooting at Goodwood in West Sussex, and a lot of you know that I shoot there every year. So, you know, just goes to show who you know is quite handy. So I turned up at about, 7:30, 7:45 this morning, something like that. Had some breakfast with Tim and then got on with the day at hand. Now, there were various races going on. There were the trucks, obviously, that I was there to photograph. But there were also some car racing as well. I had a tabard, which meant that I was able to get trackside and have certain access, which is always very handy. But bear in mind, if you do go to track days or events and you're there solely to take pictures, it's not the be-all and end-all not to have a tabard that allows you to get close to the edge of the track. Thruxton is one of those circuits, actually, which does have very good access from trackside. The barriers are pretty low, which means you've got really good visibility. All you need is to be able to have a camera set up, a lens set up that allows you to pull in the action enough. If you've only got a fairly wide angle lens, that's not the end of the world either, because assuming you've got the resolution on your camera, the quality there, you can always crop after the event to get frame filling shots. So, you know, there's always a workaround for these things. So I will, of course, be linking to Thruxton Motor Circuit in the show notes, but, you know, they have all sorts of events going on that are really good for you to be able to practice your photography, certainly your car photography technique, action shots, that sort of thing. Again, Tim leads these workshops, which are well worth checking out, and he'll be able to guide you around how to get the shots you want. For my own purposes today, essentially, it was just a one camera and one or two lens setup. We've had a very bright day, lots of sunshine. I was shooting at ISO 200, so nice noise-free pictures. And I was shooting either with an 80-200mm lens, which a lot of the time I used a 2x teleconverter attached, which doubles up the focal length. So an 80mm lens, for example, will give you 160 or a little bit more by the time you've got the markup ratio with the digital. And I also worked with a 24-70 f2.8 lens as well for the wider shots. Other stuff that other kit that was in my bag, I had one flash gun, which I didn't use today because I was mainly doing trackside and natural light grab shots. I had a 50mm f1.8, mainly, and this is something I explained in the video that I shot, that was really there as a backup. It's a lovely fast sharp lens, prime lens, which means that there's no zooming, it remains at 50mm focal length. But say I was to drop or break that 24-70, or if it just went wrong, if it malfunctioned, between the 50mm and the 80-200, I've got a nice range of coverage from fairly wide, not obviously a super wide angle, but fairly wide through to the telephoto. I could equally have brought a 24-70 as a closer backup. I could have brought my 10-20mm, which is a super wide angle lens, which is handy, but I didn't feel the need to bring that. And actually, I'm probably not going to switch anything around for tomorrow's activities. I'm not going to bring that for any real... I don't see a great need for that tomorrow. I don't feel I missed any shots today through not having it. There is such a thing as having too much choice. If you have just a couple of lenses, you are governed by the parameters of those lenses and the distance that you can get to your subject. I think that's kind of the main details about the cameras and lens setup. Oh, I also had a D800, which is a much slower camera, but that was there just as a backup, and I actually didn't get that out of the camera for any shots today. So what about the actual photographs themselves and the setup? Well, as I say, it was ISO 200 because it was so bright. And it was an interesting thing. I was walking around with Tim for most of the day, actually. You know, we're just talking about technique and about various shooting styles and what have you. And a very interesting, a very interesting conversation occurred. I very typically will shoot in what's known as aperture priority. So I will say to the camera, for example, and again, excuse me for yawning, I will try not to yawn too much as well. It's been a long day in the open air. I will shoot at, say for argument's sake, f8, which I know will give me a nice sharpness for the subject, so for the trucks and the cars, but it allows me to have a slow enough shutter speed that the wheels of the vehicles have movement in them. This basically equates to the fact that the car or the truck or what have you doesn't look as though it's just parked up on the track. it shows that it's moving, it's going around the corners, through the chicane or what have you. It's all about technique, it's all about hand-holding, making sure the camera is steady. I did also have a monopod with me, but I didn't actually use that. If I was to be sat opposite a chicane for, say, 40 minutes at a time, or using a bigger lens, I would probably use that just to take the weight and what have you, but I didn't use that on this occasion. But the interesting thing was, in conversation, Tim favours a shutter priority system, whereby where I use aperture priority, I set the aperture and let the camera set the shutter speed, which I aim to be somewhere in the region of 1/160th of a second or 1/200th of a second or slower, depending on the setup that I want and the effect I want. He will say to the camera, I want to use, for example, 1/160th of a second, and then the camera will take control of the aperture for him. Now, I won't go into the finer points of what that approach does for you. You can find out for yourself. There is not a right way and a wrong way. This is something we agree on, but it's just how you approach your picture making. Now, I use what works for me. I have done for years. There are times when I use shutter priority. There are times when I shoot on manual. I might have done some test shots and think the lighting isn't changing, the action isn't changing going around the track, for example, and I will just shoot on manual, and I know that nothing changes, and it's just down to me to make sure that I keep up with the action. But it was very interesting to see how Tim works, and so I thought, just for a laugh, I will shoot his approach. And I have to say, I'm not sure, it's not that I was uncomfortable using that approach, because as I say, there are occasions when I do use that approach, but it did seem a little strange to be using shutter priority for the majority of these shots, which is just something that I generally don't do for the majority of pictures. Like I said, there's no right or wrong way. At the end of the day, Tim gets some cracking pictures and I get some really nice shots, and everyone's happy. So at the end of the day, whatever wonderful anecdotal reference you want to put to it, you know, it's not the journey, it's the destination, it's not what you've got, it's what you do with it. You pick whichever cliche you want. But my approach works for me, Tim's approach works for him, and everyone's happy. You know, we don't criticise our, we don't criticise each other's shooting style, it's just what works for each of us. Now, bear with me whilst I just go around these double roundabouts. I need to just make sure I'm following the right route. Yeah, so it was really good. We had a bit of banter and a bit, you know, sort of friendly rivalry, as it were. But, you know, you look at the shots that Tim was getting, the shots that I were getting. Everyone has a different eye, a different perspective. And there are, you know, it's simple. Even just the smallest difference, whereby, for example, two photographers could be stood in the same spot, all bar a couple of feet apart. Now, I happen to know that Tim is over 6 foot. I also obviously know that I am not. So just that difference in the ever so slightly, just a few inches of height difference might be the difference in getting some shots that he does as opposed to what I get. But equally, there was, for example, I spent all day doing these shots and a lot of trackside stuff, and there was kind of a niggling sense throughout the whole day that I wasn't so concerned about the wider shots showing a lot of the track and what have you. The sky was nice for that, and I did shoot some wider stuff, and it was it worked well. But I wanted to get some really longer lens stuff, frame filling stuff. I'd rather do it at the time rather than having to rely on cropping. And you know, that's just kind of what works for me on this occasion. That's what I wanted to get. So I was shooting a lot with these sort of sort of bigger lens shots, and there was a particular shot that I just had in mind for a long part of the day, and I just didn't know where I was going to get this shot, and I found it right at the end of the day with the 80-200 with a 2x converter. And where I was slightly lower down, not because of my height, but because I was stood a little bit behind a bank, partly for safety and partly for aesthetic qualities of the final shot. And I was opposite one of the corners of the chicane, and the trucks were coming hurtling around this corner, and with a bit of an angle on the framing, the out-of focus grass bank to the camera left and front just worked really well. It frames the shot, and I was getting some nice stuff through the rest of the day, and I was happy with it and what have you. But it wasn't until the end of the day that I actually got those. It was only maybe 2 or 3 shots out of the whole sequences that I shot that did exactly what I wanted, and I was really happy. So you know, it just goes to show you can spend a whole day trying stuff. You maybe go back to the same spot, changing the lens, changing the shutter speed, changing the aperture, you know, all these variables that you might change. And it can be only at the end of the day that you get a shot that you've had roughly in the back of your mind for the whole time. And it worked quite well. And it's one of those shots that I know Tim looked at, and he thought, oh, that's really good. I'll have to try and sort of get a similar thing. Well, that's fine. I'm not precious over it. The shot was there for anyone that wants it. I just happened to see it first. I think I'm right in saying. I don't think Tim was aware of it. He hadn't spotted it. But why not? Let him go and do it and get some nice shots as well. And the people that he's going to be talking to on the workshops that he leads, they're going to be able to benefit from that as well. And you'll be able to talk about composition and framing and what have you. So that's been my day. If you're wondering why it's a little bit quieter, I've just pulled over at a petrol station. I need to get some more fuel ahead of tomorrow, because like I say, I'm coming back for a second day. I'm going to be doing some podcasting with the organisers at the track. Going to be talking again for the podcast. Going to be talking a little bit about track days and what Thruxton has to offer for photographers and how you can get involved and find out more. That should be very interesting. But it all starts again tomorrow. It's going to be an early start. I imagine I'll be getting up, actually leaving. It's about an hour away from where I'm based. So it's going to be probably about leaving about 6:30 in the morning, getting in for the same sort of time, making an early start. I hope the weather's nice. So just getting fuel now, so I don't have to worry about that in the morning. Preparation is always the key. Get your bags sorted. So the only thing that remains for me tonight is to get back to base, get all my batteries on charge, ready for another day of shooting. The plan is also to be recording some audio as I'm shooting, so talking about the camera setup and the settings as I go along. So hopefully I'll have a good chance to do that. It might be that you get to hear from Tim. I'm not sure what order and at what point these various audio clips are going out in the future, but hopefully it won't be too long. Again, I'll link, even on this recording, I'll link to Thruxton and what have you. You can find out about the ways that you can get involved and come to the track days and this, that and the others. There's a lot of opportunity for photographers, and you know, if you're not working under commercial pressures, you're not under commission, you're not being paid for the shots, well then you can just knock yourself out, you can go crazy. You're shooting on digital, you're not having to pay for film, the majority of people. Yeah, why not? Just practice, find out what works, what doesn't, talk to other people, other photographers, and just have fun. Have fun with it. The light changes throughout the day. As I sit here, it's the sun is just going down behind the horizon, behind some trees. There's a lovely glow in the sky, and yeah, it's just really nice. It gives you a nice warm feeling at the end of the day as well. So, it's been a good day. I've really enjoyed it. Never photographed the trucks before racing. I've photographed them static, but I've never photographed them racing before. And it's good. It's kind of a recce day today, just finding my bearings, talking to people and what have you. Tomorrow I'm going to be concentrating almost solely just on my own, walking around, shooting various stuff, trying to get a bit of portfolio imagery in there as well. A bit of networking as well, maybe. But yeah, good fun, looking forward to it, and yeah, on that very upbeat note, as you can probably tell, I will leave it there.
In the event, I didn't get to record any audio with the organisers on this occasion, but we are looking to arrange something for the future. I did, however, manage to record some commentary as I took the photographs on the second of my days at Thruxton, and this, all being well, will be the subject of next week's podcast. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.